Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. This is September 27th, 2020. We're here to talk WWE Clash of Champions. You may say, who are we? Who are you? Sean Ross Sapp. I am joined by a fellow Kentuckian. This may be the first Kentucky-only wrestling show I've done. Alexis, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I was so happy to have someone from my neck of the woods doing a show with me for once.
Yes, I'm so happy to be here.
We're going
to talk wrestling.
Yeah, we're talking wrestling. We're talking Clash of Champions. As a whole, what did you think of the show?
I'm going to go for a reach here and say it was one of the best pay-per-views that we've had pretty much all quarantine.
Yeah, I definitely would say that finish is one of the best WWE finishes I've seen on a pay-per-view maybe ever. It was so beautiful. I cannot wait to talk about it. But a reminder, guys, leave a thumbs up, subscribe, tap that bell for notifications. It really helps us out a lot if you do that. You can donate a super chat and get your question or statement read on the air. And to get the plugs out of the way, I interviewed Aiden English this past week, interviewed Tennille Dashwood, and I got Victoria dropping tomorrow. That'll be on Monday for you guys. Make sure you guys check that out. We had UFC last night. Israel Adesanya just dominating. That was one of the best performances I've seen in a title fight. Check out all of our coverage over there. But WWE Clash of Champions. Alexis, we got news today that several matches were going to change or be pulled. Nikki Cross was not available. Shayna Baszler, Nia Jax not available. So the tag title match got canceled as well. They're addressing that tomorrow on Raw. Any thoughts about those matches kind of getting pulled, one of which we'd seen multiple times, the other one was kind of fresh?
I'm not very interested in the women's tag team division. I feel like it was a lot of hype in the beginning for it, and then you kind of realize that you don't have that many women to use and not that many women's tag team, and then you broke up the best women's tag team you had at the moment with the Iconics, so...
And then keeping them together on screen. That seemed like such a pointless split.
Yeah.
I didn't quite understand that one. Queen Hannah says, excited to see Alexis here tonight. Look at that.
Hi, Hannah.
You got fans here already.
I love her.
Ah.
I love her.
Who'd she ever beat? Nobody.
I love her.
Nobody. Anakin.
That's my friend.
Ah, Hannah. Whoa. We lost you for a second. There you go.
We got you.
It's okay. I was staring at myself and I was like, oh my gosh. Didn't like what I was seeing. Anakin JMT says, top tier storytelling in that main event, like NXT 2017-18 quality. Hard for me to disagree. Ron Patel uses a super chat to put over Miami sports. The Dolphins win Thursdays. Marlins clinch a playoff spot Friday. Canes win Saturday. Heat in the finals. Hey, you know what? Alexis, for the first time ever, a John Calipari recruited Kentucky player will win an NBA final. It is guaranteed.
Let's go.
I have emotions about this.
I have big emotions because I went to school with both of those guys. I went to school with AD and I went to school with Tyler Herro. So
amazing.
Best of both worlds.
And Bam too, right?
Yeah, and Bam.
And Bam, man. I can't wait for that series. It's going to be a lot of fun. Annika JMT says that you look like Naomi Harris from the Bond films.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
I've never seen a James Bond movie.
I don't think that I have either. I don't think
I've never seen a Star Wars movie either. So
I only watched one once, and that's because my boss here made me for my job. And my thing, like, they were introducing all the characters, and I'm like, man, I know who all these people are. Like, I'm familiar with the characters. I just don't care.
Yeah, I'm going to watch the Mandalorian. Is that what it's called?
Sasha Banks is in it.
Yeah, that's it, though. I've never even seen that show.
I'll probably check that out just for her. Yeah. Dizzy C says, from the triple threat to the Raw Championship and the SmackDown Championship, I was thoroughly sports entertained. Well, let's go ahead and get into the card. We had Cesaro and Nakamura defeating Lucha House Party. Again, we have seen this match 100 times, but it's good. They're good wrestlers. I thought the highlight of this was when Kalisto got caught on a dive and Lince jumped out and like flew into them and set up that DDT. And I did like the finish. That Cesaro swing into the Kinshasa was really cool. Well, what'd you think of this one?
I missed the first half of this match. I literally saw pretty much like 2 minutes of the end of this match. I was helping my mom set up wallpaper, so
that was
as you can see, I'm a wallpaper queen.
Well,
but what happened?
The good thing for you is they're just going to do this again on Friday anyway.
On SmackDown,
that's what they're going to do. They're going to run this match back on Friday, so we're going to see it happen again.
Yeah.
I mean, it never fails.
But I feel like this feud has been going on for a while too. So
yeah, this match is fine. Kalisto looks like he's been working out with Roman Reigns. My God, he's in ridiculous shape. But I'm ready for this to just move on.
I'm ready for most of the SmackDown feuds to move on.
I'm ready for most of the feuds that we saw on this entire show to move on. Like, as we got into this show, I think there were only two matches on the main card that were supposed to be original matches. Gorilla Press sends a super chat and says, he has arrived. Get your FTF shirt at WrestleTalk merch. Yeah, guys, give me a cut. That's what I need. Marco Dominguez, we'll save that for the main event. Those are all main event super chats. But Anakin JMT says she's Money Penny in the Daniel Craig films. Again, we have never watched.
I'm never even like, I'm sorry. Maybe I'll look her up after this.
Yeah, I probably will, Adam. Out of morbid curiosity, why not?
Yeah, I'm very curious. I get a lot of lookalike comments, and they're never accurate. So.
Sitting on my bed says, advice for one wanting to start a wrestling podcast. That's more for our Fightful Select Q&As, but just produce content. Try to do as much as you can. Take advice from people as best you can and try to do something different because everybody's got a wrestling podcast right now. Everybody's got one. But we also had the ladder match. I loved this. I thought this was three guys who were smaller guys that had a very big man match, which I didn't expect. What'd you think of this?
I love this match. This is like second for match of the night for me, other than the main event. Like, this match was like, the spots were like creative and they weren't like super, super high spots, but it was like the handcuff of the gauge was like talk of the night. Like, that was crazy, a crazy idea. Sami Zayn.
I thought after this they were going to have an uphill battle beating this match. But the match placement on this show was really good because this kicked it off. The Reigns Uso thing finished it. They kind of sandwiched a show. And when something like this kicks it off and something like what we saw finished it, it's really great. And they've done the like through the gauge thing before. But to me, this one was another level. A handcuff with a ladder. It's hard to be creative in a ladder match after 25 years, 26 years.
Especially for Jeff Hardy. I feel like he's been in a ton of ladder matches that are like, they run together sometimes.
Over 30. He's been in over 30. Yeah. And he did several things in this match that I thought were amazing, Alexis.
Yeah, he did.
He's absolutely crazy. That Swanton off the ladder was just unreal. Unreal. Yeah. It was clean, too. It's one of those moves that looked really clean, but if Sami Zayn had two broken ribs, I wouldn't be surprised at all. And then Zayn handcuffed himself to AJ, then AJ to the ladder. Zayn had the key in his mouth. This was a masterful finish. Any other spots or how did you feel about Zayn winning this?
I wasn't mad about him winning. And just the way the process that he won with that finish of the handcuffs was a really smart use. I'm like really excited to see what they will bring for Hell in a Cell.
It was so creative. And like I mentioned, after so many ladder matches, it is not easy to be creative. And they worked handcuffs in because they could. And Zayn looked smart. And that's what I like. I don't think that anybody else looked dumb by him looking smart either. Yeah. It was one of those situations. It's like he just had a good idea. And the guy is going to have a lot of really good promo material to use now because he was right. He did deserve the title all along. And he didn't lose it. Yeah. But... yeah, when I look at this, I'm like, well, I could see AJ switching brands, and they did mention a draft, Alexis. We'd reported a couple months ago a draft was coming. They finally announced it tonight. Do you see any of these three guys moving around? I mean, they could always go champion swap for champion, but AJ and Jeff both just kind of out there with nothing to do right now.
Yeah, I still like with the redemption story. I think SmackDown is the best choice for Jeff Hardy.
Yeah,
AJ Styles. He's been on Raw, ran Raw. He's been on SmackDown, ran SmackDown. It's kind of like a flip flop situation with him. Like he's been on. I would like to see like switch it up and go to NXT for him. Just like they've switched it up and sent some of their main roster guys to NXT. I would definitely love to see what AJ Styles could do in NXT with new talent that he's not, you know, matched up with before.
I think him and Finn Balor would be a very good feud. It'd be a marquee feud for them on NXT too. And the funny thing is he asked off of Raw to get away from Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman got fired 2 weeks afterwards. Then Heyman shows up on SmackDown.
SmackDown with Roman.
And now AJ's been saying, well, I get to watch my kid play high school football now or middle school football now or whatever on Fridays when they're not filming, and he kind of likes that. I'm sure if he goes to Vince or anybody and says, listen, I know I just asked to be on SmackDown, but I'm really enjoying these Fridays off, they'll probably give it to him. But I like your idea of him sending him to NXT because there's nothing else for him to do.
Yeah.
There's nothing else. Dizzy C says, glad to know there's still new spots in wrestling. Alexis, to me, one of the things I like most about wrestling is seeing something that I haven't seen before or see something different or innovative, like whether it's somebody selling it a different way or just taking a move in a different way. I kind of dig that. It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, I love that too. Just to see like the diversity, like you wouldn't take a move like Shawn Michaels takes a move or you wouldn't take a move like Jeff Hardy takes a move. It's just like literally wrestling is like how you make it, not... it's not like a technical, like you have to do everything the same way the other person does it.
That's the beauty of the art. That's the artistic element of pro wrestling that I really adore. A reminder, guys, leave a thumbs up, subscribe, donate a super chat if you want your question or statement read on the air. You can also subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. I am posting exclusive news there every single day. We got a bunch of podcasts over there. Just go check it out so I don't have to waste your time here. JJ Lee says, quite frankly, why isn't NXT in the draft? I don't know. I didn't pay that much attention to the commercial that they put, so to speak, but it should be.
I noticed that. I said usually NXT is included. The last few years that they've done a draft, NXT has been included, so I'm not 100% sure if it's like a COVID thing where they don't want to, you know, mix up too many people from too many different brands or what it is.
Well, they definitely had some COVID stuff going on. That was just a nightmare. And for those of you guys who don't know, what happened was earlier this month, WWE resumed training at a makeshift performance center. It's like right across the road from the old performance center because they're renovating the old one. because they tore it apart for the last 3 or 4 months. Mm-hmm. Well, when they did it, they would bring these people in to train 4 days a week, but they would test them once or twice a week. And you can get COVID in between then and spread it to people. And big shocker, that's what happened. And I'm not going to blame that for the wrestling-wide outbreak, but I'm not going to the collective now. I really wanted to go to that, but I...
Aww.
Yeah, I wanted to. I was going to have a divider.
I'm going.
That's because you live on the edge. You're a lot more
daring. I don't live in the edge. I live, like... Oh, I thought you meant, like, on the edge of Kentucky. I'm like, no. Smack dag in the middle of Kentucky. It's a three-hour drive.
You're, like, you're like 40 minutes from me. You're like, what, in Lexington?
I live in Winchester, but yeah.
That's even closer to where I live then. That's, yeah. So, I mean, you're pretty there. I'm just saying you live on the edge of, you're a very daring person.
I'm not. I work at a big box retail store that has been open all of the pandemic because we are an essential store and I haven't gone anywhere.
That's still living on the edge.
I might be a surprise on one of the shows. Just gonna say that.
That would be fun. I saw that you were going. I was a little bummed out. I was like, oh man. I mean, not bummed out that you were going. Bummed out that I didn't.
I'm not going
to that thing. My wife's a teacher anyway, so she's going to have kids running around, and it's going to be messy. Marcus Ryan says, send AJ to NXT to feud with Cole. That would be nice to see as well. Yeah, there's a lot of meat on the bone there with AJ and Cole, AJ and Finn Balor. There's a lot there. Mm. Throwback 27, actually, I'll get to that super chat during the main event. Reminder, guys, donate one. You can get your question or statement read on the air. Like Kylo Jin, who says, Alexis looks dope. Great style. My boy, Sean, you're dope as usual. Love all your content. As for the pay-per-view, the great main event was awesome. See, you've got so many fans already.
Nice. Thank you.
Well, Asuka did not make a new fan in Zelina. What did you feel about this match? I saw a lot of people that didn't think Zelina should have got that much offense. To me, the match was short enough to where it didn't matter, but it was like Zelina getting beat up the entire time, or Zelina beating up Asuka the whole time, then bam, Asuka lock.
Don't know what to say, because then Asuka came out later on in the night, so I was like, Asuka's probably got more work to do tonight because there was no way with the match being that short how it was and that one-sided. It was like, what the heck, Asuka?
it was weird. And then afterwards, Zelina kicked her. And I'm like, of course, even after a 5-minute clean win, it's just got to keep going. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Well, next pay-per-view is Hell in a Cell, so.
Like, they probably should have helped had Zelina win some matches on main event or something like that because she doesn't wrestle much. She wrestled, I think, 7 times this year, and she's fine. Yeah. She's okay in the ring. But I think it would have helped her a lot as far as credibility goes to get some wins there. But instead, we're like, okay, here's Zelina, who has lost 4 or 5 matches to Bianca Belair. Where's Bianca? Why isn't she facing Asuka at this point? If I'm Bianca, I'm mad about this.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I don't get it.
I don't. Joseph, I just think that just shows how short their female roster is too, though.
Yeah, and Raw has a lot more than SmackDown has. Like, Raw has people that are just sitting on the bench. Bianca Belair should not be sitting on the bench. She's awesome. Mm-hmm. And she's, like, she screams out star. And when WWE doesn't have a title push in mind for somebody, they just sit him on the bench. And I'm like, why would you all do that? Just let her win. Let her get over. It's very frustrating. But I did think that Zelina was fine in the match. It's just she needed to build that credibility a little bit more.
Yeah.
Joseph Farley says, I'm the one that lives on the edge of Kentucky here, y'all. Yeah, he lives in, like, Paducah or something.
Ew.
Yeah, I know. Ugh. So when people are like, oh, you're from near Ricochet, I'm like, no, not at
all. That's
all,
like, but not even close to, like, anything. That's like, you're going to Tennessee.
Yeah, like, a lot of people don't even realize that Kentucky is big enough to where you can spend 5 hours driving across it, but
well,
you
can. It touches, like, 7 or 8 different states, so yeah. I don't think people realize that.
Rob
Can you
Reed's
name all the states that Kentucky touches?
Tennessee, Illinois, Ohio, West Virginia, Indiana, South Carolina,
I don't think
and
it touches South Carolina.
what are the other two? You
I
don't
don't
even
know.
know.
I
Come
know it's
on.
not South Carolina.
Come on.
Now I
I'm
have to look it
offended.
up. I looked this up like a while ago, but I can't. I think no, just not Alabama. Is it Alabama?
I think it might. No. There's no way.
Google this
I'm gonna
right
look.
now.
I'm gonna look right now. Yeah!
Indiana.
South Carolina. Oh, no. Okay, Virginia. Okay, I was wrong. I was wrong.
Yeah, I knew
Virginia
that was
and
none.
Illinois.
Because you
And.
have to drive to Tennessee to get to North Carolina, and then North Carolina touches South Carolina, so I knew that was not correct.
And Missouri. Brickbat says, my wife is a teacher. Yeah, but. She ain't a geography teacher. That much I assure you. I had to teach her basically how to use a compass. So I mean, come on now. Rob Reed says, "Why do they make Asuka look so stupid in that post-match segment?" It was really weird of Asuka to be like, "Yes, I respect you," after she beat her in like 4 minutes.
But she wouldn't even like low key bow to her. Like Zelina like full out bowed, and Asuka was like, "Okay, I guess."
Oh man.
It was awkward.
We got a super chat from Heat, the East Conference champs, saying, who are you taking to win the NBA Finals? I mean, I don't care.
I win either way.
Yeah, at
Kentucky
this
wins either
point,
way.
it's either Anthony Davis, who provided us with some of the greatest memories ever as a Kentucky basketball
Oh
fan.
my God. I was there. I was in school the year in 2012 when we won national championship,
It was
and
wild. It was
it's
nice. And
very
then
insane.
Tyler Hero and Bam, who a lot of people didn't think were going to be good NBA players, much less really good NBA players, doing awesome this early in their career. I win no matter what. I'm happy with that. And Dizzy C says, I don't think Zelina got most of the offense. Asuka ragdolled her until she hit her arm, then Asuka transitioned her into a tap out. I don't know what you're talking about. Zelina worked that arm for quite a while, it looked like to
Yeah.
me. Like there
Yeah.
was an awful lot. Well, then we got, oh man, Bobby Lashley and Apollo Crews. I love both of these guys, but I do
I
not
love
need to.
this whole faction of the Hurt Business.
Yeah, I love the Hurt Business. Apollo Crews has faced them 13 times in a row. He
Yikes.
hasn't faced anybody else. Since June 15th.
Again, limited roster. Not many options.
Oh, man. I at this point, I don't know. Kind of wishing they'd bring back the plumber that they had in like 96 or something. Like anybody. Have Apollo beat anybody. Well,
Don't know. I like this little back and forth with the Hurt Business.
Yeah, I just wish they would do something new. Just something new. And the thing is, if they wouldn't have dragged it out so long, I think I would have liked it a lot more because I love Cedric joining them. I think that's awesome. I think Ricochet would be probably really good, really well served to join them as well.
I can't take him seriously.
Really? How come?
No, I'm not sure. It's just something about him.
Is it because he's from Paducah?
And he's a Louisville fan from Paducah,
Is
so
he?
yeah.
Oh
Yeah, I
man.
don't get it. I don't understand.
Well then we know what they got to do to recruit him. We know what Louisville does to recruit
Oh my
people.
God.
Come on now. Ricky P popping off in Applebee's
Yo.
booths. That's what he's doing. He's got those
I thought it was a Ruth Chris. Wasn't it Ruth Chris?
I
I'm pretty sure it was a Ruth Chris.
I just want to say the amount that he spent on the ladies to recruit, like, come on, man. We know your pockets are deeper than that, buddy. $50? You can afford better. These kids are gonna give you years of their lives. Oh
All he
man.
got.
So
All he got.
MVP's gotta do some work. He's gotta do some scouting to get Ricochet in there. He's a Louisville fan. But I thought this match was fine. It's just I've seen it so many times. The superplex was really good. I liked Cruz jumping out of the cutter that Lashley does. The star press and the frog splash was good, but then Lashley won with the full Nelson. This is all right. This is fine. It's just I don't need to see it 100 times.
I don't know. Maybe it'll fall into, like, I don't know, him joining the Hurt Business. Who knows?
I would like that. It's just I didn't need 13 matches to get there. They could have done something else in that amount of time that could have been really good.
True.
Gorilla Press says, I'm done with Apollo versus Hurt Business. I bet you are, buddy. I bet we see one more tomorrow, Ricochet facing Lashley or something like that.
I want to see more Cedric Hurt Business matches.
Me too. I really do. And if Apollo and Ricochet are like a tag team now, I'm okay with that. They'd be a really great tag team. And they're probably going to need them because I think Angel Garza's hurt.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Street Profits versus Angel Garza and Andrade for the fifth time. Fifth time. They also had 5 singles matches. They have done 4 Street Profits matches with Angel Garza and Austin Theory. And then they did Bianca and Zelina like 3 or 4 times too. So as is tradition, this match is good. All 4 of these people are amazing. Montez Ford, I still don't think anybody else on that roster should be doing a frog splash but him, because nobody can do it better than him.
He gets so much hype. I don't understand.
It's unreal. Like, I've never seen anything like it, but we didn't get the chance to see that tonight. We did see a Spanish fly that I jumped out of my seat at. I thought somebody was messed up on that. I was so concerned, but it was really good. But then somebody did get messed up. And the Street Profits won. Angelo Dawkins hit a spine buster and got the pin. But Andrade kicked out.
Yeah, I was very confused because it was like 2 and like not even a half. It was like way more than 2.5. And then all of a sudden the bell rings. So I was like, whoa.
Yes.
I feel like he kicked out like right on 3 though. Like it was like milliseconds.
Well, WWE confirmed that Garza was hurt, and I had a lot of people saying that, and I'm like, well, the referee needs to communicate that to Angelo Dawkins and Andrade, because Andrade kicked out, and Angelo Dawkins stood up like he didn't win the match, like he was mad that he won the match.
Yeah, it was very sloppy ending.
Yeah, it was really sloppy, and I don't know if the ref tried to tell him and they couldn't hear it, but like I get where Angelo Dawkins is coming from. That wasn't the finish that they had laid out, I would imagine. But at the same time,
but when somebody gets hurt, it's like you got to make those changes.
Yeah,
mid match. I mean, that's part of wrestling, just knowing what's going on inside the ring and outside the ring, especially if you're in a tag match.
Yeah, for sure. And Angelo Dawkins, the thing is, like, he looked mad that he won. Whether or not that was the finish.
I think he was mad that the finish didn't go through. I don't think he was mad that he won. I think he was mad that the finish wasn't the right finish.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, he probably should have just put on a happy face and pretended that's what was supposed
to
happen.
That's how it was supposed to go. The show must go on, yeah.
Yeah, because otherwise it's like, well, why is he so upset that he won when in reality he was upset by how the finish happened? And understandable, but there's not a lot you can do about that, but the ref has got to communicate that to Angelo and Andrade, and it's very clear that just wasn't done. That just...
yeah.
It wasn't there. Corey with a K says, my favorite Wrestle Bay on my favorite podcast show, a match made in heaven. You love to see it. We do love to see it.
We definitely love to see it.
Kylo Jin says, what is Apollo's character? He seems boring to me. I like his style of wrestling, but what direction is he in? I've always thought he would be so good as that guy who like gives you fake compliments. Like, and you're like, does he mean that or not? And he just smiles through it. I think he could pull that off.
I think he's like too nice. So you really can't pinpoint a gimmick on him because he's just like, he's a good wrestler and he's a nice guy.
Yeah, I think they got to capitalize on that because he is like every experience I've had, super nice.
Yeah.
Tim Traver says, listen.
So I don't think he'd be a good heel.
Yeah, that's the thing. They'd have to do some special work with him as a heel.
Yeah. They would just like have to make him stop talking and MVP talk for him.
Yeah, I think MVP could get anybody over as a heel, to be honest with you.
Yeah, honestly.
Tim Traver says, listening to the podcast, good night, everybody. And Throwback 27 says, since Apollo is done, hopefully with the U.S. title, couldn't they give Keith Lee a shot since it would give him something else to do? Lashley versus Lee. I would love Lashley versus Lee. Good God. That is the big meaty men bumping meat. That's why we watch wrestling. My God. But to me, Keith Lee, there's no reason he shouldn't be ingrained in the top title scene because he's been hanging with Orton and Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, which I feel like that was like a random throw in. Like I didn't quite understand.
Yeah,
he debuted on the main roster, and then like he was automatically thrown into the main title picture on that brand. I was like, huh? Like, can he have like a first match at least?
And got like no finishes in any of these matches. Yeah. Like he won a couple, but we are conditioned now to just think that his matches are going to go to DQ, and that's really frustrating. Roxas Vanitas 1 says, E-Town resident here. Hello, fellow Kentucky.
Oh, my
Kentucky
God,
people.
Kentucky, what's up?
Man, the only thing I know about E-Town, just Elizabethtown.
Don't drive down there at night. Well, please don't go down there at night.
And they don't got a good grappling team because our wrestling team dominated them. At a tournament, oh my God, mopped the floor with them.
I know nothing about Kentucky sports.
This was
football and basketball.
Catch as catch can wrestling. This was like not like high school or anything. This was MMA gym stuff. We took some ACLs home on that day. Oh, we beat them bad. 24/7 championship. Drew Gulak beat R-Truth. R-Truth beat Drew Gulak. What can I possibly add to this? R-Truth is funny. He's always good. He does not age. And Drew Gulak's all right. But is there anything to this?
I love...
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time, but the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
R-Truth, I think he's a legend.
He is.
Nobody can be like the comedy that he does. Like if it was on somebody else, it just would not be funny.
Yeah.
Like the bits that he does is just like so funny that it's so ridiculous that it's funny for him. But if somebody else did it, it would be like, what are you doing?
Did you see Tozawa get eaten by a shark on Monday?
I did see that.
What'd you think about that?
I just laughed at the people in the background the whole time, like the little background actors they had. Because I'm like, if you're on a beach, match and you see this going on, wouldn't you have like a little bit more enthusiasm in your act?
Yeah, that's a fair point.
It was just a very bad act. Like, it reminds you of like Sharknado movies. Yeah. Like how horrible the acting was.
I think that was probably by design, but yeah. Not great. So Nikki Cross got pulled from her title match, so Bayley makes an open challenge, and Asuka comes out. So even the replacement matches are ones that they've done four times. And Bayley.
But then again, it's like, it's champion versus champion, so you know, like, yeah. Asuka's not going to win. It's going to end up in a probably a draw situation, or somebody gets counted out, or somebody gets DQ'd.
Yep, and somebody got DQ'd, and that was a wrap. That was it. But Sasha Banks popped up with a chair. To me, the level that she got beat up, I'm like, man, how is she even back now, much less like last week? She got her neck and head stomped on for like an hour.
Yeah, and then you show up with a neck brace on and swinging a chair. It just doesn't make sense. I would have like, if she should have showed up with like a neck brace on and a crutch and then just beat her ass with a crutch, not...
Yeah.
Swinging in like a 5-pound chair.
Like maybe beat her into it, make her think that she needed that crutch, and then you beat her up with it. Let me tell you, I've had a broken neck. You don't recover in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Sadly, you don't recover in 2 weeks. And you're definitely not swinging a chair right after that. Bayley escaped before Sasha can do much damage. You think they're going to Hell in a Cell with this, or do you think they'll wait until after? Because the draft is before Hell in a Cell, so there always is the possibility that they could be like, okay, Sasha to Raw, and then Sasha has to win the Royal Rumble to get back at Bayley.
I don't think that's the play. I think they're gonna go all the way to Hell in a Cell, because depending on how long, isn't Alexa Bliss out as well? I think I read that today.
Well, no, I don't know if she is yet. She was there Friday, so I would say she's all right, but I don't know. Nikki Cross is out, though.
Yeah, depending on how much out Nikki Cross is, whether it's 2 weeks or however long she needs to be out for. I think this is the main feud going on SmackDown for the women right now, so I wouldn't break that up when I don't have any reinforcements on other talent at the moment.
And I think tonight's match was going to be Naomi's match, but she had that surgery that she posted about. I mean, she had a win over Bayley, so it made a lot of sense. So she's out too. They got Mandy Rose over to Raw. They just moved her. Then they're like, hey, Mia, hey, Mercedes, you're going to be on Raw too.
All right. And then no Sonya Deville for a while. Yeah. So, no.
Carmella hasn't been around.
I think that's the girl in the new vignettes. So
probably, and she's got history with Bayley, but I get the feeling they'll bring her back as a heel or something.
I don't know what's going on with this new look.
Rob Reed says, but she was totally holding her neck a bit, clearly hurt. That was something Jeremy Lambert had posted. He said, I can tell that Sasha Banks's neck is hurt because while she's swinging a chair violently, she's holding her neck a little bit. Oh man.
Way to sell it.
Yeah, Dizzy C says, seeing Asuka versus Bayley impromptu just makes me want to see Asuka, Bayley, and Sasha's feud continue, especially since Zelina just feels like a slower, less powerful Sasha. All due respect to Zelina, she ain't Sasha. She ain't a version of Sasha. Sasha is a special performer. When Sasha Banks wrestles, I take it in and I'm like, wow, I get to watch Sasha Banks wrestle. It's something that, like, I'm not going to take for granted, especially after she took so much time off. So you think they're going to go straight to Hell in a Cell with Bayley and Sasha?
I mean, we need a women's Hell in a Cell match. Who has more experience in a women's Hell in a Cell match than Sasha Banks?
What do you think about that red cell? Looks like they're bringing it back.
It's horrible.
It's so ugly.
It's so gross. And then on top of that, if The Fiend has a Hell in a Cell match and then he wrestles with the red light on, that's just double overkill. That's going to be nasty.
Man. Jose Flores says, coming in late, have you talked about the good old-fashioned oil check Bobby gave Apollo on that spine buster?
Wait, what?
Now I missed that.
And what?
Here's the scary thing. When Bobby Lashley hits somebody
first of all, what's an oil check? Because now my mind is very gross, and I don't want to say the wrong thing.
It's where you shove your thumb up somebody. Yeah. And we know how high Bobby Lashley gets people on those spotbusters.
Ew. Oh,
so he's way up there. Poor Apollo. Well, I said they got to do different things to recruit these guys.
That's nasty.
Right? They are going the Louisville method. That's what they're doing.
That's nasty.
Ah, oh, guys, make sure you donate your super chats. Get your question statement read on the air, including ones like that.
That was an Urban Dictionary moment.
Oh, yeah. Ambulance match. I thought this was a pretty solid ambulance match because it went full circle on Randy Orton.
Yeah, I like
love
the foreshadowing.
Cameos.
I love foreshadowing in stories. Like, they took it back to basically, like, the ghost of Legends Past.
Yeah.
Honestly. Only thing was missing was, like, a Edge resurfacing. But I think they might be saving that for Hell in a Cell.
I thought it was really, really good. It was, like you said, the ghosts of his summer. Just, he went... Randy Orton participated in Hot Boy Summer, and all of the all the people that he slayed along the way came back to haunt him. From Ric Flair driving him off, we had Big Show choke slamming him through an announce table. Christian laid a beat down on him backstage.
Then we got to see the rugs on the catering table. I didn't like that very much.
They're ugly.
That was very nasty.
They're so ugly.
That was very not sanitary.
Oh man. Shawn Michaels super kicked him off the ambulance. But when I saw Christian, I was like, man, he hasn't been...
I forgot about that, honestly. And then Christian showed up. I was like, oh, wait, he did take Christian out. That's crazy.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here saying, like, man, Christian, can you work a match?
I need Christian back.
Oh, this was a great full circle. Now, before a lot of this happened, Drew had jammed his knee on the door of an ambulance off of Miss Claymore.
Yeah.
Orton got an RKO on the floor, but Drew did a Claymore and then punted Orton. This, I don't want to say this sounded like a write-off or anything, but it did seem like this is the end of this story. This is the end of this program. And it's not very often that we get those anymore. It's like we just get, we'll tune in Monday because they're wrestling again.
Yeah.
And I like this a lot. How'd you feel about this match?
I've rebuilt my stand card on Randy Orton this summer. He reproved himself to me this summer. I will say, I was not the biggest Randy Orton fan after the last few years.
Well, yeah, understandable. Yeah. And he took some steps. I'll say that. And his work this year was
whoever his mentor has been for 2020.
Yeah,
keep it up, because I don't know, he did a whole 180 on us. I was like, nah, it's not the same Randy Orton.
And I mean, it's shown in his work too. It seems like he's a new guy, and I keep hearing stuff backstage about how he wants to help younger people in the company, and that's, I think it's pretty awesome.
Not the Randy Orton we know.
Yeah, I remember I was watching a Ryder and Hawkins like toy video, and it had like, they had a toy of Randy Orton where it had two heads. One was an angry face and one was a happy face. And they would switch it and they were like, 2005 Randy, and it was the angry face. Then they go, 2020 Randy, and it was the happy face. So, I mean, it's a well-known thing there. Dizzy C says, Orton sure made a lot of enemies. I think that was why this made it so good. Anakin JMT says, he feels like having all the legends pop up undid a lot of the great work Orton did this summer. What do we think? I didn't. I thought it was a good way to where you could put those people back on TV now. They had all been gone long enough to where it sold the beating of Randy Orton. And I thought this protected Randy Orton an awful lot. Like, it took like four people for Drew McIntyre to beat him.
Well, and also too, like, you're not going to beat somebody's ass and then they forget about it. Like,
yes.
Especially Big Show. Like, we've seen Big Show pop up on TV, beat somebody up and then disappear, and that's that. Like, this really told part of that story, because again, like, it's been a short summer, but it's been a long summer too for wrestling, because like, so much going on so that you forget that this happened like, what, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, whatever. So,
and to me, that's an appropriate amount of time for somebody to heal up, come back.
Yeah,
I mean, if it were Sasha, she'd have been back the next week. She hit him with a chair and laid out Randy for sure. Jorge Martinez says, who's next for Drew McIntyre? Great main event, by the way. I don't know. I mean, they've got a draft starting in a couple weeks. I think they should go to Keith Lee and Drew McIntyre. And then I think after that match, they need to separate them and get them on different brands because they've already done it too much. But I think as far as a short-term feud, it makes sense for Keith Lee to slide right in there in like the next month. What about you?
I feel like Keith Lee just got brought up to Raw. Is it Raw? Yeah, it's Raw. So to bring him up on the main roster and put him on the main show and then just to trade him to SmackDown would be just, I mean, you might as well send him back to NXT. Fair, so I think yeah. That would be a waste of a draft pick for, wouldn't be a waste of a draft pick for SmackDown, but it'd be a waste of a call up for Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, because I don't think, because they could switch Reigns and McIntyre, but I don't think Fox wants to let go of Roman Reigns. Not
yeah,
this Roman Reigns.
Hell no.
Not this one.
No. He's rocking his shirt off. Absolutely not.
Roxas Vanitas 1 says, surprised there was no retribution on the show. What do you think about Retribution's Twitter game these days?
Hey, they come hard on the timeline.
They're going to get themselves over on Twitter. I appreciate it.
I appreciate any wrestler using social media to get themselves over.
Yeah. Dizzy C says, Shades of Rocky IV with the main event. Well, we are at the main event. They just had a superior video package that led up to this, Alexis. And
well, the smart thing is they had the WWE Chronicle air before the pre-show, so that got you already excited. And that I love Chronicle. It's one of my favorite contents on WWE Network. But so that gears you up, and you got to see a little of the pretty much, this has been building up since they were kids, so this has been like an excellent story that wasn't even written by WWE. It's just like written from the family tree.
Yeah.
So to tie that in, I honestly, if you would have told me 2-3 years ago that one of the Usos would be in the main title picture with Roman Reigns, I would have been like, nah, I don't think that would fly. But the writing and the acting in this story has been just immaculate.
And from the family tree to the family jewels, oh boy, it happened on this show. And like I said, that superior video package, I don't know how familiar you are with this show, Alexis, but if the people watching want a superior package, they can go to BlueChew.com and use that code FIGHTFUL.
That's right. Can I sing the song? Can I sing the song?
You sing it.
BlueChew.com, gonna get you some. Okay, that's all I got.
Use that code FIGHTFUL, my friends. BlueChew brings you the first FDA-approved, or the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work, but they work faster. Well, they work faster because they're chewable. You know what I mean. Gets in your
chewy?
System.
They're chewy?
They're chewy. They're a chewable.
Like gummies?
They're chewable. They're not a gummy. They're chewable. So, like, it's the same consistency of, like, a chewable aspirin, so to speak. Very easy to take.
Okay.
Gets right into your system whenever you're ready, or whenever you're not, it'll get you ready. I mean, it's prescribed online via Blue Chew affiliated physicians. You don't need to be going to the doctor or the pharmacy if you can avoid it right now. Stay at home. Get your penis super hard at home. It's delivered discreetly by your mailman. Your mailman might look at the package and they won't even know what's in there.
They're not going to know that it's for your package.
Exactly. But as we know, sometimes the mailman likes to do a little bit of their own. Maybe the mailman is going to be feeling that around. They're like, oh, I get Blue Chew. Is this Blue Chew? Is this Blue Chew? And hey, if they're into that type of thing, maybe you all are going to have a little bit of a party. maybe you all are just going to get around and start, I don't know, swinging things. I don't know what you all do with your free time. I just know that Blue Chew can help you make the most of that free time. Basically by getting your penis hard. Not basically. It is going to get your penis hard. And when you use that code FIGHTFUL, you get your first shipment free. See, here's the thing. It comes discreetly in that package, but you're going to be so excited when you get it, you're going to tell the mailman, "Hey, mailman! Guess what? No, hold on here for like 5 minutes. Do you have 5 minutes, mailman? Because that's all it's going to take for me to get my penis super hard." But here's the thing. You're going to have to wait until the mailman's off the clock. Mailman's got enough problems right now with all the lack of funding and all that. That's why the mailman's using Blue Chew too. He knows he can get that special order, that special delivery, if you know what I'm saying. Just pay $5 shipping. That's it. Use that code FIGHTFUL. I could talk all day about the mailman slinging his dong, but got the Chief, Roman Reigns, defeating Jey Uso. Alexis,
after that match, they're going to need to make a female Blue Chew.
I think they did. I think it was Roman Reigns shirtless. Okay, let's get the female opinion. What did you think of Roman Reigns shirtless?
Hey, man. Well, he's been waiting on that for a long time.
Thoughts?
I watched
feelings,
that match
emotions?
Way out of context.
He's sitting there asking you to call him the Chief.
Oh, man, that was nasty.
Oh,
that was disgusting.
Oh.
I like it.
So, I mean,
I like it.
Lots of sound bites that can be used there. Oh, man. This match ruled. I mean, woo. The thing is, like, Jey Uso got dominated like he should have gotten dominated, but got offense like he should have gotten offense. And the story within was awesome. I never once doubted the result here. I knew Roman Reigns is going to win from the first week, but I don't care because it's awesome. The story
right.
was great. The history was great. The way that they tied everything in was great. They even had Jey Uso come on TV and mention the fact that Paul Heyman managed his dad 30 years ago. As like, okay, Jey Uso said, "You go way back with my family." So that's why Jey Uso didn't immediately look at Paul Heyman and say, "Slimeball, get away from him." Because Paul Heyman was good enough for his dad, was good enough
right.
for Samu, and is good enough for Roman Reigns, so he's good enough for Jey Uso. But, whew, this was so great. Everything about it, Alexis.
Man, I'm going to have to watch that again.
It was perfect. Like, Roman Reigns, if he would have been booked this way back in 2015, I think that he probably would have already gone to Hollywood and been gone.
I don't think his acting was good enough.
Well, not back then. I think it would have been by now. But, like, now we're seeing a lot of that. Like, Reigns even used a Rough Rider in this match. Zack Ryder's finish. And I'm all for it. Uso got some suicide dives, super kicks, big splashes. Reigns hits a spear, and he just keeps beating down Jey Uso. He says that he wants Uso to acknowledge him as the Chief. The head of the table, and he won't do it. Jimmy Uso comes hobbling down, says that he's going to throw in the towel, and the referee finally stops the match. And Jimmy says that Reigns the Chief just to get him to stop. The storytelling here, Alexis. What did you think? How'd you feel?
I felt good.
You felt good? You're still shook. She's still shook. As we've got me on video right now, she'll be back. Shook over shirtless Roman Reigns. I'm going to get to some super chats while we try to reconnect with Alexis. JJ Lee says, "Roman taking the lay and becoming the Chief, chef's kiss." That was a really good touch. And to tie back to some of his old Leaki stuff as well. Anakin JMT says, "Hoping for Rock and Roman at Mania." As for who's next for Roman, hoping for Daniel Bryan to return. It's been over 5 years since their last match. I cannot believe it's been that long since his last, since their last match. That is unreal. That is, good God, it has been, hasn't it? And that story will work, too. It'll work. And we got Alexis back. We will reconnect to her. But
what happened?
I don't know. You disconnected.
They didn't like me talking about Roman like that. That's what happened.
Yeah, that must have been it. Dizzy C says, Jay's reversal of the first spear was great. Yeah, there were a lot of good hope spots, so to speak, with that. Joseph Walker says, Alexis with that point god status.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
I'm
not hip on the lingo. Y'all got to teach me.
Me either. And we have Throwback 27 says, all I have to say with the last two matches, with all the ghosts and the McIntyre, Orton, Uso, and Roman matches, this made it a must-watch pay-per-view. Sean, you're the Fightful Tribal Chief. You know, I don't think I am, because I've got somebody else that has some issues with Alexis for taking their name.
What?
Yeah, I've got the real little foot.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
I got the real little foot here.
That's very cute.
Littlefoot wants you to admit that he is the tribal chief.
No.
Or else he's going to beat up
that's
your cousin.
That's crazy, though, because that's where my name came from.
Yeah. I've had this since I was like 2.
That's so cute.
2-ish.
I need one of those. Do you have a new UK logo shirt on?
Yeah, this bad boy?
I hate that logo. Well,
come
on.
Gross.
It looks like two birds having sex.
Does it? Let me see. That's a Bluetooth segue. If I can do it right.
I'll show you the, like, somebody made a meme of it when they first released the logo. I'll have to send it to you.
Man, probably a Louisville fan. Louisville fans can't meme either. They're pretty bad at it.
Yeah, they suck.
The Dallas Fan 1982 says, any chance The Rock will face Roman at WrestleMania since they're doing this Bloodline storyline?
Hell no.
I think it would make sense if they did it. He says he wants to do it.
I don't want him to do it.
Why don't you want him to?
I can't. That's too much.
Too much? Come on.
It was already too much with Jey Uso. I can't handle it.
Oh, man. JJ Lee says, emotionally taxing main event. No cap. I teared up.
You cried? How?
That's what JJ Lee said. I didn't cry. I would never. Sitting in my bed says, Tribal Chief is a great nickname. I'm not allowed to curse during No Profanity September, buddy. I'm trying to earn that money for charity. You almost got me there.
Tribal Chief is like code for daddy.
Yeah, you could tell based on him repeatedly saying, call me your Tribal Chief. Call me your Tribal Chief.
Me too.
It certainly seemed like it, right?
Same. I felt that.
Sergio Martinez says, Sean, love the show. Who do you think should be Roman's next big feud? God, I don't. They'll probably go The Fiend, and I don't want The Fiend anywhere near Roman Reigns, because when The Fiend is around, you got stupid stories.
No.
Ugh.
Did you see the way Alexa Bliss looked at Roman last week, though?
Yeah, but they're going to have him have Roman out there swimming in a lake and all that crap.
No, they won't.
They will. He'll turn back into Laiaki and all this crap.
Oh, God. I don't think they'll do that.
Oh, man. King Kelvo FGC says, we have to talk about Roman's flying leg drop. It was really good.
Yeah. All Roman Reigns did this whole quarantine was work out, clearly.
Yeah. He looked great. No shirts allowed for Roman Reigns.
Yeah, never.
Dizzy
never
C,
ever put another shirt on.
Dizzy C says, low blowing your own cousin. Roman has no honor. That's something we didn't talk about. When he kicked out, he did a low blow to Jay.
It was so clean, though. You couldn't even, like, tell until Jay started selling it. And then you were like, oh.
Yes.
See? Great storytelling.
I thought the commentary put that over really, really well. Donovan Dijak wants to eat a pie, sends a super chat and says, this match reminds me of Mustache versus Undisputed Era on NXT that got a 5-star rating from Meltzer. I mean, I don't know about that. I thought this was.
Ew.
Yeah, I think this was a great story. This was about the story more than it was the moves that happened. But then when the moves happened, it helped the story, Alexis.
Mm-hmm.
Jose Flores says, all I could think of at the end of this match was, I want somebody to beat this dude. That is wrestling. Yeah, Roman Reigns. That's the thing. I want to know who is going to beat Roman Reigns. This Roman Reigns? I don't know of anybody on the roster that I could look at as being a big enough star to beat this Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Marco Dominguez says, before this, I wasn't sure if I could entertain the idea of Reigns versus The Rock. After tonight, there's no other conclusion to this story. If that happens, to me, Reigns has got to win that match.
Gosh, but if Roman Reigns beats The Rock? Wow.
I mean, I think it'd be fitting.
I mean, they would have some good storytelling in that match, so for sure. And if they have the same quality of the video packages they had for this match, it'll be epic. Because then they can tie back to when The Rock had to come out and save Roman from those boos, and it still didn't work. And what was that, the Royal Rumble?
Yeah,
that was... Yeah, they can tie a lot of stuff in.
Imagine the promo there. Like, Reigns could be like, I didn't want you out there. The Rock could say, I came out there and saved you. And Reigns is like, I didn't want you to save me. Oh, there's so much good stuff. We got our last few super chats. Somebody says, is Roman the best thing in wrestling right now? He's definitely one of them. Definitely one of them. Drew Nicholas says, last decade's best storytelling match for me was the Bryan WrestleMania 30 coronations. All storylines now have to meet the standards of this one for the decade. Well, for me, that's a little bit different because they accidentally got into the Daniel Bryan story after repeatedly trying to not do it. They happened upon it because the audience forced them to.
Yeah.
Donovan Stapp says, so Reigns versus Rocket Mania after he runs through both brothers, right? Great show. Ladder match was my match of the night. Jimmy's got a ways before he's back. He's not supposed to be back for like 3 months, I don't think.
Yeah.
His knee's messed up. And throwback 27.
He moved like that knee wasn't messed up, though.
Well, he hobbled a little bit, but...
I mean, he just had surgery. What?
And throwback 27. I'll be on his show Tuesday, guys. Okay. Check it out. He says, The Rock stating that he would go back to WWE... just to face Roman. Do you think it's a possibility? Yeah, I think it's a possibility. And Roman could claim that he was the chief and still is. He could say, I'm still providing for our family. And then Roman Reigns could hit him with the, you're not even really in our family thing.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. I'm ready for it. And our last super chat.
I mean... that's a large family tree I don't even want to get into.
Yeah, The Rock isn't... he grew up with all them, but he is not blood related to them. Robert,
I'm confused.
Yeah, there's a family tree on Wikipedia that does it pretty well. That's the best way I can tell anybody to check it out. But The Rock is like his grandfather and Roman Reigns' grandfather were very close. Marco says, do you think they can heat Big E up enough to face Roman before Mania? Yeah.
No. What?
Yeah, I think so. Big E rules.
Yeah. I just don't think he would win.
Oh, I don't think he would win. I think that he could face Roman, though. And I think that they
would get but Roman. I don't want to be disappointed again when we're finally getting a Big E singles run. Why would you sell me that?
You never know. Which you never know which brand they'll even be on in 3 weeks at this point. And then Rob Reed wraps us up. He says, one last super chat to say, a lot of WWE is downright terrible, but when they do something good, nobody can top them. They did good tonight, Alexis, and so did you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Let the people know where they can find you. We've got your Twitter handle up there, but let the people know where they can find all your stuff.
AlexisLittlefoot.com, YoungLittlefoot on Instagram and Twitter, and follow me on Twitter because I'm hilarious.
She is hilarious. That is true. Guys, leave a thumbs up, subscribe, leave a comment, share the video, all that good stuff. Check out Fightful Select. Until next time, we're out.